5:30 on a Wednesday evening, and the traffic on Dungiven Main Street is almost bumper to bumper. I'm at the lower end of the street, and trying to cross the road from one side to the other is, well, it's virtually impossible, as the stream of cars, buses and articulated lorries passing through this arterial route is constant. And to get across safely means walking to almost the top of Main Street and using the pedestrian crossing. It's something that Mary Brawley, who's lived on Main Street for 40 years, is well used to.
Traffic's from 5:30 onwards in the morning, and especially a Friday evening, that's just horrendous. You could be at the top of Glen Sheen for maybe half an hour in a traffic jam, and it's really has an impact on the health also of the people of Dungiven, the fumes of the, especially at the bottom of the town.
Do you have faith, or would it be a cautious welcome?
A cautious welcome, I would say.
You're just sitting, you have to take a way up the top of the town to turn to get back down again. The traffic, you know, yourself.
In a local chip shop on Main Street, the announcement that a bypass has been given the green light is the main topic of conversation among staff and customers.
It will be good, but
people here hope it's not another flash in the pan statement from a minister, and that when the chips are down, the project won't be delayed.
My name's John Paul.
How often would you use this road?
Usually once or twice a week. At least two or three times a month between the airport and work and the various bits and pieces.
And what's it like driving through Dungiven? What's the road conditions like?
Usually in the mornings, it's usually a nightmare. You usually have to prepare an extra 5-10 minutes for a longer journey. So the news of any bypass for the likes of myself come from Derry moving up, driving up, is good news.
While the news is welcome for the customers here, those behind the counter are concerned that while the bypass will see a drop in the number of vehicles outside their door, it may also decrease the number of customers that come through it.
Customers, skippers, Dungiven Main Street. I live in the town. So one way it's probably better for us living in the town, but at the same time for the businesses it's probably not the same. And half the shops in Dungiven have come to a close anyway, so this is probably worse.
So as a resident of Dungiven, thumbs up for the bypass?
Thumbs up, but as somebody working in Dungiven, probably thumbs down.
It's probably not the first time we've heard something like this, but you know, it seems to be getting closer and closer, and obviously the community here are looking forward to it. Hopefully that will come to fruition at some stage. Peter McDermott from P. McDermott Property and Mortgages. I think it's probably a case of wait and see. We're hopeful, and certainly what's actually here will maybe reserve this judgment.
So a cautious welcome?
It's certainly a cautious welcome, but you know, the traffic situation in Dungiven locally here is, you know, it is quite heavy and quite severe. Certainly at the lower end of Dungiven in the Main Street, it's not that pleasant for the people that are living locally there.
One of those residents is Vincent Gallagher. He's been a long-time campaigner for a bypass in the town.
This is over 50 years we're waiting on this bypass to happen. And then we have to wait all that.
Like others I've spoken to here in Dungiven, it's the air pollution that the large volume of traffic brings through the town that is Vincent's main concern.
And the health that it gives us, the health terrible. Here I have a wee handicapped daughter there, and she's absolutely, she's never without medicine for chest infections, and all the time she's on medicine. Just that I have a dose of me there that a chest lifts is away before Christmas, but I can't get rid of it. And my own doctor up there says, well, he says it's part of the reason why, apart from your loving, that's what you're breathing in every day.
Well, this announcement has breathed new life into calls for a bypass. People here say they won't be holding their breath.
They talked about this here first, it was back in the middle of the 60s, about 67 or 68 or somewhere around that. And if that is all the way off the state here, Dungiven would probably grow again.